Welcome to the Core Finance CEO interview for the CEO slot. Today I'm joined by Frontera Resources CEO, Zaza Mamashvili. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here today.
Your company has an interesting profile. You're an independent upstart based out of Houston, Texas, headquartered there, but your pure play Great Black Sea strategy is grabbing the eyelids. So if you look at it from a pure play perspective, I think your core focus right now is on Georgia. And you've been making some interesting waves. You've described your company as being on a learning curve for the last decade, but that learning curve is towards its end and it's now yielding some fruits. So give us an update on the journey so far.
With pleasure. You're absolutely right. It's been a while we are working in Georgia. The Block 12 is our core asset at the moment. We've been investing there for more than 10 years. And luckily, we've managed to establish long-term production test in Taribani complex. This is complex which has over a billion barrels of recoverable oil, of which 155 billion barrels, over a billion barrels of oil in oil place rather, and 155 million barrels considered to be recoverable. So now during the last 10 years, almost 9 years, we managed to successfully drill, complete, stimulate and produce Eldari formation, which is mainly oil. And we know perfectly well now, because we understand it very well, how to efficiently and cost-effectively drill it, and how can we sustain production for a longer period of time. And that's why today, later this evening, we are going back with drill bits, and we will be deepening T45 well in Taribani's Eldari formation, which is oil, and which will be followed with Dina 2 well to be sidetracked again in Eldari formation. So we'll be producing in the course of next couple of months the oil from zones 9, 14 and 15 commingled. And you can tell that this will substantially increase well profitability and flow rates will per well will be much, much more improved.
In a pure play perspective, would you say that gas assets come first or oil gas assets come first? Now that you're on a journey where you're starting to yield, how would you describe your portfolio? Is it more weighted towards gas? Is it more weighted towards oil or healthy mix?
Thanks. This is a very good question. Actually, luckily we've got both. And even though that I spoke about oil, at the same time, we are in process of testing gas well, good results. What we have in there is that during the last 30 days, this is first time in Georgia's history that we are flowing at a stable, sustainable level, natural gas from Miocene-aged rocks from about 2,500, 2,600 meters deep well, and deeper interval rather. And this is very good quality gas which has never been tested as a stable flow natural gas from the well before. We are the first ones doing it now. So to answer your question, whether or not this is oil play or gas play, we have within our Block 12, this is the name of our license area, we have over 10 billion barrels of oil in place in the block and over 12 trillion cubic feet of gas in place within the block. So you can tell that potential-wise, this is tremendous potential in both areas. Only difference is that we are a little bit more advanced on oil side because we've drilled number of wells, we've completed and produced number of wells in oil field. And we just started, even though that we've drilled very shallow gas field in 2014, and actually since then we are producing gas and selling into the market. This is first time that we are flowing gas from 2,500 meters. And with time you will see it evolving, but at the moment we are a little bit more advanced knowledge-wise and experience-wise on oil side.
You know, you're a man of the world, you agree that investors are a very fickle bunch. But if you see how they have rewarded you, if I may use the phrase, between August last year and where we stand now, your share price has gone more than four times over. So would you say that you're winning the skeptics around to your viewpoint?
I think you just pointed to the very, very interesting point that the investors really believe in the story what we have. And we have really irrefutable evidence that we've got a lot of oil and a lot of gas in the block. And now, based on the tremendous knowledge which we've acquired and experience, how to drill the gauged hole, how to cement it nicely, which is the very good precondition for a good stimulation job, we've learned all that over the course of past 9-10 years. And investors are rewarding us with their trust today because they believe that the knowledge which we have at the moment will be the very, very solid basis for success to be achieved in the course of next several months once we complete and stimulate those wells in Tarabani field and then produce them together.
People often mention your Texan connection, and we mentioned at the start of this discussion, where is the Texan know-how coming into play? Because you've been quite clear that you've been a very efficient company. You're bringing your efficiency savings to the table. We're talking about the stack and frack strategy that is quite popular in Texan. You've exported it to Georgia. So what are the efficiency savings like?
I think you will not be considering me being biased if I speak that when it comes to efficiency of drilling, sustainable production, well stimulation, particularly, probably Texas is the best. And all this advanced technology, which we see overwhelmingly developed in the course of last 5, 10, 15 years, now we're not inventing bicycle. Whatever has been successfully tested back in Texas, we are bringing this know-how, technology, people, experience, and applying all this to a huge potential of oil and gas fields in Georgia. And this is why, for instance, the wells which were not producing longer than several months or a couple of years, now we see those wells are flowing oil for 10 years in Tarabani field, T45, Dino 2, Nico 1. And every time we do pressure buildup test, suggests that they are capable to flow another 10 years. So we are looking at over 1 million barrels per well for the lifetime of the well, 1 million barrels of estimated ultimate recovery. And this is all because the technology we are using now and knowledge base what we have and experience, all that come together will result to a fantastic result, which I think private investors are giving us the credit with.
And if I may ask, in terms of moving the product to market, with natural gas, you have a ready market in the neighborhood, in Georgia itself. But in terms of moving crude, what options are you looking at, and what sort of pipeline access do you have at the moment?
We've been very lucky that a lot of oil and gas infrastructure in Georgia is really perfectly developed. And we have gas and oil pipelines, export pipelines running through our license area. Georgia's natural gas distribution grid is running through the license area, and through that network, actually, we are selling today natural gas at a very robust prices, which is $6-7 per thousand cubic feet, which is a very good price. And regionally, it's not only in Georgia. Regionally, prices are at that level, $6-6.5-7. If you look at the region. And then those pipeline system is helping us and will be helping us to get our molecules from Block 12 all the way through Turkey to Europe. And we are discussing it with interested parties. And for future, once we ramp up production, this pipeline access is widely open for us.
Thank you for discussing your corporate journey for the benefit of our viewers. That's
Thank
it
you.
For now. Thanks to Zaza Mamashvili, CEO of Frontera Resources, for being our guest, and thank you all for watching.